AccuWeather forecast, cloudy and breezy with a high today only near 31. A familiar face has returned to the Kenosha County District Attorney's Office to be second in command. Angelina Gabrielle, contacted about returning to the office in which she once worked by then-Deputy DA Mike Gravely during the campaign last fall. With Gravely replacing Bob Zaff, it opened up the door, and Gabrielle walked back inside. The Kenosha News says that she has, among other things, been working on the Mark Jensen murder case as a special prosecutor for the state after having actually been a part of the initial team that tried Jensen for killing his wife. She worked in the Kenosha DA's office from 1997 till 2014. Democratic Wisconsin lawmakers from Racine and Kenosha counties letting House Speaker Paul Ryan know their displeasure at a move to cut funding for Planned Parenthood. Todd Onstedt from Kenosha joining with Corey Mason from Racine.
I realize he's the Speaker of the entire House of Representatives and he's got additional duties, but that doesn't mean we should be hearing from constituents that they can no longer reach their member of Congress.
The lawmakers have sent letters to Speaker Ryan and to Governor Walker on behalf of more than 50,000 state residents who received Planned Parenthood services. It's close but not quite the $5 million goal for the 2016 United Way of Racine County campaign, but at last night's victory celebration at Festival Hall, the announcement was made that $4.975 million had been raised. The many volunteers and community members told by United Way President and CEO Rod Prunty that it was still quite an accomplishment. This year's campaign total compares to $5.1 million raised in 2015. Funding is going to be targeted at programs and projects this year, chosen by committee. A major expansion begins Sunday at a downtown Racine restaurant, Vero International Cuisine, at 211 6th Street, owned by Dr. Veronica Carver. The work to transform that eatery into what a news release says will become a dining experience. A new 657-square-foot room will be created featuring a floor-to-ceiling glass dome called a half-round-barrel vault skylight. It'll extend from the floor on the south side of the second floor room across the entire ceiling. The targeted reopening of the business is no joke, April 1st. The founder of Racine's United Construction Company is being remembered after his passing this week. Tom Cicchini was 84 years old, and aside from his business, he was also active in the community. That included time as the Elwood Park Village president. The Kenosha native played high school football with the legendary Alan Amici. Funeral services for Tom Cicchini taking place tomorrow afternoon at Racine's Purith Strand Funeral Home. A Racine County jury deliberated about 6 hours Thursday before finding 33-year-old Brad Hayek guilty on a slew of felony charges that were issued in the hit-and-run death of a pedestrian Christmas Day 2 years ago, for which he could be spending over 40 years in prison. Among the allegations, homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle. The victim, 45-year-old Robert Castaneda. He was struck while crossing Romaine Avenue after having attended a holiday gathering at a friend's house. Hayek was accused of driving off, returning to the scene briefly, then leaving on foot for his sister's home nearby. His blood alcohol level at that point measured 0.063. Sentencing for Hayek is scheduled April 10th. The fire alarm system inside of Racine Unified's McKinley Middle School is so old, parts of it are no longer available. And that's part of the reason why the Board of Education this week decided to replace it at a six-figure cost. District Facilities Director Brian Arnold explained that the alarm system was not originally on his to-do list, but it needs to get done.
It's failing and parts cannot be found to replace or repair it to make it functional. So we put out a bid for fire alarms. We received two bids. The bid ranged from $229,774 to $247,000.
He explained the local company involved, Electrical Systems and Services, offered the best option out of the two bidders.
We're recommending that they be awarded the bid for a total of $236,524, which includes the base bid and the alternate bid add of $6,750.
The contract to require removal of the old fire alarm system and the installation of a new one. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department's keeping closer watch lately on the trash containers inside of Petrifying Springs Park after a complaint that they were overflowing and, it turned out, were being used to dispose of both commercial and household materials. Sergeant Eric Klinkhammer says anybody proven to be violating the county's ordinance is subject to a fine of up to $400 or 90 days in jail. Kenosha County Parks Director Matt Collins says anybody observed with the illegal dumping of materials into those containers at Pets or any other county park is urged to contact the Sheriff's Department. And the city of Burlington, one of five new municipalities accepted into the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Connect Communities program. It's designed to advance downtown and urban corridor revitalization efforts, created to support and to complement the Wisconsin Main Street program, which was started back in 1987. State Representative Todd Onstad of Kenosha circulating legislation for co-signatures that would direct the State Department of Justice to dedicate a toll-free hotline for anyone to call if they feel they have been the victim of a hate crime or have witnessed a hate crime. He points out this would not replace 911 for emergency situations, but it would provide yet another tool for those who experience or witness illegal bias-based behaviors. In his news release, he says, over the past several months, we've heard about multiple reports of rising levels of hate crime in our country, and Wisconsin is not immune. In the Senate side, co-sponsorship also being sought by Milwaukee Democrat LaTanya Johnson. New numbers out from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau and the Legislative Audit Bureau lead Kenosha Senator Bob Wirtz to renew his call for a two-year suspension of the state's manufacturing and agriculture tax credit, with the increased revenue to be used to fund transportation projects, education, health care, and other vital programs. Racine Unified School Board this week voting to expand the time frame on a loan that was previously okayed from the state trust fund to buy the Sportsplex in Sturtevant, increase it from 10 to 20 years. Board member John Heckenlively had the dubious distinction of having to read the entire resolution to meet legal requirements. That took more than 3 minutes.
The Racine School District, Wisconsin, is hereby authorized to borrow from the trust funds of the state of Wisconsin the sum of $5,225,100 for the purpose of refinancing BCPL loan number 2016166. Such loan shall be payable within 20 years from the 15th day of March preceding the date the loan is disbursed.
The longer payment period reduces the dollar amount over the 20 years on that borrowing from the state trust fund loan, something that the school board had approved unanimously. Sportsplex will continue to rent out space for activities, but it's also going to be the relocation site for the real school. Those of you from Southeast Wisconsin attending Summerfest, you'll be seeing a new name connected to the annual music festival. The Marcus Amphitheater First is going to be replaced and will be replaced in name as well by American Family Insurance. And eventually, the whole thing is going to be known as Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. And the Kenosha Unified School District's 60th annual Bandorama taking place at Indian Trail High School and Academy tomorrow night at 6:30 and again Sunday afternoon at 1:30. Tickets are still available, but you better get them quick. The event traditionally sells out and the tickets are not guaranteed at the door. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.